I cannot remember a time when I'd not believed in God. No doubt influenced by family, school, church, where as a youngster I attended Sunday school and Pathfinders. Whilst in Pathfinders, I came to the point where I thought I was a Christian, as I believed in God, wanted to belong to Jesus and follow him. So I made the decision to attend preparation classes for confirmation. At one of the initial classes, the vicar spoke of the significance of Christ's death and resurrection. And although I'd heard the gospel message numerous times, on this occasion, it took on a personal, life-changing significance. And in that moment, it felt that there was only Jesus and me in the room. What I had believed theoretically had now become a personal spiritual experience. That evening, when I was 14 years of age, God felt real, his presence close, and a void in my life had been filled. I came to realize that God wanted a personal relationship with me, despite him knowing everything about me. God convicted me of my sin, bringing me to seek forgiveness and putting my faith in Christ as my Savior. The realization of the love and sacrifice that Jesus showed, paying my debt in full, brought me to being so thankful for his grace, so undeserved, which would set me free for the new life I'd have in him. Soon afterwards, I was able to make a public declaration of my newfound faith in Jesus, which meant my confirmation was of deep significance to me. And to date, my church family membership's been within the Evangelical Church of England. And during my journey with the Lord, I've learned more about him, growing in faith, which has deepened my relationship with him. However, there have been times when I've put other things before him and not focused fully on him, but it's been wonderful how he's held me fast and drawn me back by his love. He convicts me when I sin so that I hate the sin which impedes my relationship with him, prompting me to repentance and leading me to pray for specific sins to be forgiven. During tough and testing times, I've found trusting and obeying him leads to a peace and a deepening of my faith. I have a hunger to know him better, to love him more deeply, and a desire to serve him more effectively in accordance with his will by being faithful and available to him. A significant time in my journey with the Lord has been during the pandemic. My elderly parents, both in their late 90s, died within 9 months of each other. The challenging situation was exacerbated due to the imposed restrictions on visiting in both hospital and care settings, as well as restrictions placed on funeral arrangements, all of which had a huge emotional impact, including the processing of my grief. As I was very close to my parents and their carer for a number of years, this impacted on the adjustment I had to make when they were no longer in my everyday life. However, throughout that difficult journey, I've been so encouraged by God's presence. When I reached a very low ebb from physical and emotional exhaustion, I felt God draw very near. I'm grateful for what he's taught me through painful experiences and reflecting on events which took place. I am convinced our Lord does not forsake us. I was so thankful for how he helped me through the pastoral care and support of the church family. And during my grief, my relationship with him was strengthened. And it taught me that Christians are not exempt from times of trouble. But as a Christian, we do not face a time of trial alone. For the Lord is with us and wants to lead us through it. Around 18 months ago, during my personal worship time with the Lord, on reading a very familiar passage of scripture, my perspective of those verses changed considerably. And it's with a sense of wonder that through the Holy Spirit, the Bible is the living word which has such an impact on our lives. The passage was John 3, verses 1 to 21, Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus. I was really challenged about what Jesus was saying about being born again. And over a period of time, after studying other relevant biblical passages, reading related Christian books, seeking pastoral guidance, and much prayer, I knew the Lord was calling me to an act of obedience in relation to believer's baptism, and I knew that I wanted to submit to him. As water baptism will mark the end of my old life and beginning of a new life, then my prayer will be for the Holy Spirit to enable me to continue in that new life with the Lord, being born to God, alive in his kingdom. I recognize I need the Holy Spirit for the good of others, as I cannot serve the Lord day by day in my own strength. And for I know I need to trust him for whatever plans he has for me in the future, for he knows best. And so Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 have become meaningful to me, as it's written, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." It became apparent that when I sought to be obedient to the Lord in relation to believers' baptism, there would be the need for me to trust that the Lord would make the way clear. I knew that if I went forward in obedience to him, then he would prepare the way. I'm so thankful to the Lord for those who've supported me from both Emmanuel and New Morden Baptist Church families. So I find myself here today, for which I give my praise and thanks to God. May the glory be his alone. Amen.
Stay here, stay here. Great to hear, isn't it? Can I please now invite David and Joanne to come up to pray? David's a member of Jean's house group, and Joanne part of the same pastoral support team, I think. So just lovely to have the two of you here. Welcome. Thank you for being here. So we can join in this together and to pray for Jean. So you come here, Jean, as well, as these guys pray for you.
Obviously, the prayers are focused particularly on Jean. But do, as we pray, pray this for yourselves and pray this for each other. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, I want to thank you for Jean and what you have done in her life since she accepted Jesus as her Savior all those years ago. Thank you that in Christ she is saved by grace through faith in Christ alone. Thank you that she is accepted in Christ Jesus, your beloved Son, and has become a child of God and joint heir with Jesus. Thank you that she has been given eternal life by faith in Jesus Christ, her Savior. And thank you that over the years she has grown in her faith and love for you and drawn closer to you. Lord, we thank you for the precious gift of baptism, that we can publicly declare our love and passion for you. Lord, we ask for your goodness and blessings to be poured out on Jean today, and that you will pour out your Holy Spirit on her afresh. We pray that you would work deeply within her heart and soul to renew and refresh her each day. Come guide her footsteps as she seeks to serve you in the days that lie ahead. Give her a hope and a vision for the future. Father, cover and protect her now. Encircle her with your promises and fill her heart with joy. And may this day be one that she will cherish and remember forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Some words from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Jean. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Father God, we thank you for Jean. We thank you that she is taking this step of obedience to get baptized. May she know your delight in her today, but not just today, but every day. Please help her to know your presence in every circumstance. Help her to keep trusting in Jesus, so that when Jesus returns, Jean will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. Jean, you've heard the Lord rejoicing over you, delighting in you, and we would just like to give you this gift on this day of baptism as a special token of God's love and God's care to you. So bless you.
Thank you so much.
We know that you've had a really strong sense of the Lord going before you and preparing you in this, and we know that he will continue to lead you on in word and in spirit.
Thank you so much.
Before Jean comes to be baptized in the waters, we're going to stand and to share. She's declared her hope is in Christ alone. We sing the hymn "In Christ Alone." Please stand if you are able.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my soul. His cornerstone, his solid ground. Found through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace. When fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love.
And you have heard the Holy Spirit's call to obedience. So we've got the children and young people down here at the front. If anybody else wants to be able to come forward, please do. Can I also invite Chung to come up, and also Yvonne, a friend since school, and Robin, a prayer partner, are going to come up on stage, and they are going to, after the baptism, just pray for Jean as well. So we'll make our way over. Martin has done his great stuff. Before you step down into the pool to be baptized, we ask you to declare your faith by answering these questions. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ? And will you live within the fellowship of the church? And will you serve Jesus Christ in the world? Great. Then please come down into the water to be baptized. So come up to this end. So, Jean, I know as we've met and as we've talked and as we've shared, you're just... passion for scripture has been really evident, and just before we put you under, I just want to affirm these words from Colossians 2, which I know just have a real resounding significance for today. It says this: so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord, continue to live your life in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So we've heard of your repentance and faith, Jean. And so today, as you come to be baptized, God is doing a new thing in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just going to pray for Jean now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your pursuit of us. We thank you for your revelation of yourself towards us. And thank you that you have just revealed and made yourself so real to Jean in her life. You've called her, you've beckoned her. She has shared her experience of hearing from you over the years, of listening to the call of your Spirit, asking her to take this step of obedience. And we just pray that you will pour out your Spirit upon her now and each and every day going forward, Lord. She has a hunger and a desire for more of your kingdom, for more of you in her life. And we pray that anointing and that blessing upon her now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, as you raised Jesus Christ from death to the heights of resurrection, you've just raised Jean from her old life to the new life that Christ lives in her. Now the life that she's living in is for becoming an obedient and faithful servant and friends of the Lord, and running for the race to reach what is for ahead, not for behind, Lord, to win the prize, which is God's call through Jesus Christ to the life above. God, may Jean's life radiate your peace and your joy for the world and for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yvonne is going to come now and pray.
Dear Lord, we thank you that you have brought Jean to this day and she has been obedient to your call of baptism. Protect her now from the works of the evil one and fill her with your Holy Spirit. Give her wisdom and knowledge as she walks closely with you. May your word be a lamp to guide her and a light to her path. The Lord bless you, Jean. Amen.
We praise you, Heavenly Father, that your promises found in the Scriptures are sure, and that you who began a good work in Jean will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, the day that Jean and all believers look forward to, when Jesus will return and usher in the glorious new creation, when there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. To echo the prayer of the Apostle Paul to the Philippian church, may Jean's love abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that she may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Amen.